This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David. Violent protesters loyal to President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol Wednesday and forced lawmakers into hiding in a stunning attempt to overturn America's presidential election, undercut the nation's democracy, and keep Democrat Joe Biden from replacing Trump in the White House. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
At a rally this morning, the president pushed them to march to the Capitol, where a joint session of Congress would meet to formalize Joe Biden's White House win.
We're going to walk down and I'll be there with you.
Protesters began storming the seat of American democracy, fighting with police and forcing both chambers to adjourn while lawmakers took shelter. In a tweeted video message hours later, the president told backers he loves them.
Go home and go home in peace.
While keeping up his false election attacks.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden has condemned the protesters' storming of the Capitol, calling it an unprecedented assault on American democracy. Speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, Biden called the action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business.
The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America. Do not represent who we are. What we're seeing are a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness.
Biden is set to be inaugurated as the 46th president on January 20th. A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials gaining 1.44% and the S&P up by 0.57%. The NASDAQ dropped by 0.61%. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Democrats on Wednesday completed a sweep of the two U.S. Senate seats up for grabs in runoff elections in the state of Georgia. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
Although votes are still being counted, journalist John Ossoff held a lead of slightly more than 0.5%, with no path left for incumbent David Perdue to regain the lead. At 33 years old, Ossoff will be the youngest sitting U.S. senator and the first Jewish person to serve from Georgia, running on a platform of fairness and inclusion.
I'll be for you in the U.S. Senate. I will serve all the people of the state.
Reverend Raphael Warnock also ousted incumbent Kelly Loeffler for the other Senate seat, which gives Democrats now the majority in the Senate. An AP VoteCast survey finds black voters, young voters, and new arrivals to Georgia are behind the flip from red to blue. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hospitals in California are so swamped that drastic measures are being taken as the state sees at least two dozen more cases of a new, more contagious variant of the coronavirus. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
California is ordering hospitals to accept patients from other facilities that don't have room to treat people with COVID, and for those where ICU capacity is bottoming out, to delay non-essential and non-life-threatening surgeries so they have enough beds. Officials have already warned to start considering rationing care because of the expected post-holiday surge in cases. In San Diego County, health officials say they identified 24 new cases of the UK strain, with another four suspected in people who don't seem to have traveled, and it's likely elsewhere in the state. I'm Julie Walker.
Hong Kong police arrested dozens of democracy activists on Wednesday on suspicion of violating a new security law by planning to paralyze and overthrow the city government. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson has more.
The Democratic Party said police arrested the activists for participating in an independently organized, unofficial primary in July to select candidates for last September's legislative election. In the end, that vote was postponed for a year due to public health restrictions. The pro-democracy movement had hoped to win a majority, and some candidates wished to use it to block government proposals, which the Democratic Party says was seen as an act of subversion in violation of the national security law. The Hong Kong government and Beijing warned that the unofficial primaries could violate the national security law. Under the law, anything Beijing broadly defines as secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces is punishable by up to life in prison. The latest arrests have drawn widespread criticism from rights groups and activists.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.